Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Piping hot today.
Sure is, baby, because there's someone in the Dish crew, baby, just announced their wedding date.
Also, both Naomi Osaka and Monique have the streets talking, but for two very different reasons. We'll explain.
Okay.
And plus, I'm dishing with Chef Aaron Sanchez about the new season of MasterChef. Heidi and Frank will join us later, but Sherry, what you got first, mommy?
Chewy, after this, Future may want to focus on the future because apparently he is throwing even more shade at Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan.
No.
Okay, if y'all recall, we have talked about a leaked song lyric where Future says, "Tell Steve Harvey I don't want her." Okay, we remember that.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah,
okay. Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But here we go, y'all. The full version of the song has come out, and of course, there is more. Check this out.
Tell Steve Harvey, must forgot to tell her daddy she begged me not to leave.
All right,
Damn. I thought that was a drive-by lyric, but he just kept shooting.
See, it might have been hard for some people to understand. So if it was hard for you to understand, what Future said was, you know what, Gary, you do the honors and give us the G version of the lyric.
Uh-oh.
All right then, baby. I'm sure gonna tell y'all because you know what? It really hurt my spirit. And here's what he had to say. He said, "Tell Steve Harvey I don't want her. Must have forgot to tell her daddy she begged me not to leave. She didn't have a choice but to have sex with a lame after me. Really, man, hit the spot. She almost near OD'd."
Damn.
I almost want to snap my fingers. He read it like it was poetry. Woo! Snap, 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 snap.
HK, what does it mean when a man puts your name in a song or he blasts you on social media? Does this mean that they're still bitter about not being with you? They're still in love with you? Or what?
He hit an easy target. Like, you know, because here's the thing. Michael B. Jordan ain't gonna bust a freestyle about you. He ain't dropping no mixtape.
Right.
No. So, like, you know, it's almost like, you know, shooting an unarmed person. Like, you know, how will Michael B. Jordan clap back? He won't. He's Michael B. Jordan. He doesn't have to. So, like, you know, Future's apparently in his feelings about it. Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey look extremely happy.
Yes.
We thought it was just a media moment, but they rocking out with it.
But do you think Future is mad because she ain't walk away with his baby? Because you know he got 92 babies.
Yes.
You know, so you think he was trying to get that baby in her?
Well, all right, baby, honey, I got some tea, baby, to spill on Miss Brad. Oh, Brad, you're loved. But anyway, child, now I was minding my own business, honey, when I just came across, honey, your TikTok video the other day. And I saw some Brad that just got, it touched me. I said, "You got a new tattoo, baby? Take a look."
"Girl, don't do it. It's not worth it. I'm not gonna do it, girl. I was just thinking about it. I'm not gonna do it. I did it."
Oh! Brad,
what does this tattoo mean, girl? Just come on and tell me. What does it mean, baby? Could it be a wedding day for you and Judy, honey? What does it mean?
Oh, God, Gary, with your nosy self, this is a very special date. But unfortunately, I cannot tell you what it means until you watch our show. It's coming on in July, and it's on WeTV, and it's called Brad Loves Judy. And you'll get to see it all play out on our show.
Can we take guesses on what the date means? Hashtag wrong answers only.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
Is it enough must for a baby to be here? Hold on. Let me see.
Exactly, Portia. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Portia.
Yeah.
We pregnant, Portia.
Yeah, like I did.
Well, moving on, it looks like tennis star Naomi Osaka has called it quits.
Good.
Not what you think, though.
What?
Now, she withdrew from the French Open after refusing to speak to the media at the Grand Slam tournament. Naomi revealed on social media that she has suffered long bouts of depression and anxiety since winning her first Grand Slam title back in 2018. And hey, at the end of the day, I feel like you've come to play the game. You don't necessarily have to talk to anybody that you don't feel like talking to. And like in 2021, mental health is a big issue for a lot of people.
Yes.
And if she wanted to take a break and not do something because it helped her balance her sanity, so be it. Good for you.
I'm glad she took a step back away from the sport that she absolutely loves to kind of reassess what's going on with her and her life, man. I wish her nothing but the best. And I think she's truly, truly strong to like let everybody know what she's going through, man. It takes a lot. It takes a big person.
You get in this game and you get in an industry where you become famous and popular, yeah, people are going to ask you uncomfortable questions, and yeah, you got to be prepared for that because that is part of the job. You know how many yeah uncomfortable questions I've been asked? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to yeah deal with it. You don't quit.
I have to take lithium every day, honey, and I take my lithium and sit here and deal with all y'all, so everybody needs to see a therapist then and get with them.
Yeah, you had that prior to us.
Right, you had that before you met us, Gary.
It was.
All right, y'all, this is a surprise, honey. This one was a surprise. After 27 years of marriage, Blair Underwood and his wife, Desiree, are divorcing.
Wow. Man,
they shared the news in a joint statement saying, in part, after a tremendous amount of thought, prayer, and work on ourselves, individually and collectively, we have come to the conclusion to end our marriage that began 27 years ago. We humbly ask for privacy and understanding during this new season of change. Now, Sherry, you've been open about your divorces, but did you ever call it a season of change, darling?
I feel like at 27 years, sometimes, you know, because you have kids and kids take over, and then you look up after the kids are gone and you're like, oh my gosh, what happened? Did we grow apart? And I celebrate the fact that they had 27, hopefully beautiful years together. It makes me question about, is everything forever?
I feel bad for Blair Underwood, and not 100% because he's getting divorced, but because he still looks like he's 27 years old.
Yes.
And his next girlfriend's gonna be wild young. And she's gonna have this man on TikTok,
she gonna be young,
doing stuff that he may not necessarily like physically be built for, despite the fact he looks like he's 27 years old.
Once Blair get out there, he gonna get a woman half his age who wanna go skiing, and she gonna want a baby. I'm gonna tell you that.
He's still young enough to make a baby too.
Blair Underwood gonna end up with one of the city girls.
All right, y'all. Now, let's check in, honey, with Heidi and Franklin. Now, Heidi, I hear major coins, honey, were spent on a proposal between two beloved TV characters.
That's right, Gary. You know, Jim's 52-second proposal to Pam on The Office cost a whopping $250,000 to do.
They had to pay him much to do it?
No, it costs that much. They'd have to pay you that much to propose to a woman again.
Maybe
even more than that. Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey spoke on their podcast about the scene, and apparently the showrunner wanted to throw people off by having the proposal at a very ordinary location, so no one would, you know, get word that he was going to propose, I guess. It took 9 days to build the gas station. They did that in a Best Buy parking lot, along with a 4-lane circular racetrack, and then they used giant rain machines.
Why couldn't you just do that at a gas station? Why'd you have to build a gas station?
You can go to a gas station and go, hey, listen, we're shooting, oh, I don't know, a little show called The Office. Would you take $5,000-$10,000?
So yeah, we can is have it a worth few spending hours? $250,000 to keep it somewhat of a secret? They spent more on this gas station than most people do on their wedding.
And
their honeymoon
grand?
And their kids' college fund.
You've proposed twice. How much would you say you spent on your proposal?
The second one, I didn't even propose. I just ended up marrying in the backyard one day. I was like, what happened?
You never proposed?
No, I think it was like, well, I guess we better.
Oh, because she was pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant, you know.
So you just went, you want to just make sure, so you're on my health insurance?
Yeah.
That's what you did, Frank?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I gave her a medical card. Here you go.
The very least you could have done is taken her to a gas station.
I know, it was nicer than my backyard. Well, it won't cost you $250,000 to watch more Dish Nation. And I'll tell you what, I'll throw in Heidi.
Oh.
So keep it right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, it's time for another Dish Debate. Now, my fellow sister in comedy, Monique, she is tired of our young sister queens not taking pride in their appearance. So the Academy Award winner took to social media to give a PSA about ladies wearing hair bonnets, pajamas, and slippers outside of the house.
Okay.
You gotta listen to this.
But I saw so many of our young sisters in head bonnets, scarves, slippers, pajamas. And the question that I'm having to you, my sweet babies, when did we lose pride in representing ourselves?
A lot of people, including me, agree with Auntie Monique, but others are defending a black woman's right to wear whatever she wants, and they even posted funny memes. One follower posted a picture of Madea on an airplane in a suit with the caption, how Monique want women to be dressed for their 9 a.m. flight to Puerto Rico. And then someone else wrote, Monique has 1 million followers and addressing people in a bathrobe and no bra. Tell me the difference between that and being in an airport in house clothes. Portia Brett, does Monique have a point? Are you okay with the bonnet wearing and the slippers?
Like, it is a bit much. Like, when you get to that level. But I have seen some people, like celebrities, they wear these pajama-like looking clothes, like the silk or whatever it is. So if you're going to do it, you know the public going to do it.
Are you always suited and booted, Brett, even when you go to Kroger?
Not suited and booted, but it's not going to be a bonnet or a do-rag for me. Do-rags were fat back in the day, but when you get ready to go out, you can wear it in your car, but when you get ready to get out to make sure your edges slide laid down, you take that sucker off.
Okay, it's time for Thirst Traffic with Portia. Woo!
Yeah. Okay.
You read it. Yes, Gary, honey. You read it right, boo. I sis P. Willie is living her best life, honey. Portia, you posted a picture front and center, girl, wearing an itty bitty bikini and showing off Coco and Chanel with the caption, much needed vitamin D, darling.
Yes, you did need some vitamin D.
Now, is Portia thirst trapping y'all or what? Is this a thirst trap?
No.
Is this a thirst trap?
No. No, they ain't a thirst trap. She's looking at her glasses on Sunday. She's getting some vitamin D and not getting none. So, I mean, it looks great.
Oh, she did some.
I love about Portia's picture because it's subtly when she's saying she's needing that vitamin D, she's getting vitamin D. Her legs are a little bit spread apart. It's, like, very innocent, very sexy, very nasty.
This is a thirst trap because you are not over 50. If you over 50, you get to pass. But because you looking, because you looking up at the camera, you looking like, this is how I taste.
I definitely feel like this is a thirst trap because as a professional lip reader, she's saying here that, hey, I'm in shape, ladies. Look at me.
Right.
You wish you could, but you can't.
All right, y'all. The Spa Life Extracting Pore Cleanser and 6-Piece Mask Set is what everyone needs to keep their pores clean. Forget about squeezing those stubborn blackheads anymore. Just put your pore extractor to work and it will handle drawing all the built-up impurities from the skin.
I love a good suction action. Deep clean, honey. And it has 4 suction heads just to choose from. Oh, my God, a variety.
Oh, it's the spice of life, bro. Plus, the masks are available in Beauty Trip, Tokyo Seaweed, and Omega 3 Natural Bee Venom Coffee Break, Cappuccino, or Coffee Break Espresso.
Yep, and the masks contain natural ingredients that slows down aging, reduces puffiness, and are guaranteed to leave you with smooth, soft skin.
Girl, hold on, I gotta find my credit card. How much is this?
Well, usually the pore cleanser and mask set can run as high as $76. But for our Dish Nation family out there, you get it all for just $19.
Just
go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, I get to chop it up with Master Chef's Aaron Sanchez about good food, giving back, and much more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Our next guest knows how to please your tummy, and he is here to talk about the new season of MasterChef Legends. I have TV personality, author, and award-winning chef, Aaron Sanchez. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on, brother. Excited.
Okay, I'm excited too, man. I can't believe this is the first time I actually interview you. I've been doing this for a long, long time, so it's an honor to be here sitting with you, man. We got to tell me, where did that passion, where did that love for food come from? And who was like that first person that taught you or just helped you fall in love with food?
Well, yeah, I mean, I come from, a Mexican-American family, and my grandmother was actually a really great home cook.
Okay.
And she actually wrote a cookbook in 86 called Mexican Family Cooking. And then my mom sort of followed in her footsteps and had her own restaurant in New York City in 1987 called Sarela's, which she had for 30 years. So I very much grew up in the restaurant business, grew up having great food at home, and then that's kind of where my love for food was born.
You have a scholarship fund for aspiring chefs from the Latin community, which I love. I love food, and I love being in the kitchen. Is that enough to get me one of the scholarships out on, or what are the qualifications, bro?
First of all, you're a little too old, all right?
Okay.
Let's start with your age, okay?
Okay.
The idea The idea is we want to take you from your sort of your beginning stages of your culinary journey, cultivate that with the best culinary education possible, which is in New York. The scholarship is really, its intention is to really create these leaders and then circle all that with mentoring and support and having those kids really, you know, find their specific path in the culinary world.
And what makes a master chef?
You just have to have a great attitude, willingness to learn, show passion for food. And our job as judges and mentors is to cultivate that.
I don't know, what's that one dish you think you could beat Gordon Ramsay with, man?
Well, all my dishes.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know.
let's keep it 100.
If I ever had to go face-to-face cooking against Gordon, he probably wouldn't have a chance.
Okay, I think we need to make that happen. I really do think. We need to make that head-to-head.
A little culinary smack. It's all good.
Thank you so much for spending the time here with us on Dish Nation.
All right, make sure everyone's on June 2nd is the premiere of season 11 on MasterChef, the season of legends. Make sure everyone tunes in. It's going to be a lot of fireworks, amazing talent. And we're only starting with 15 contestants this year.
Wow.
So it's going to be fast and furious, and it's going to be intense. So I hope everyone tunes in on Fox. Wednesdays, check your local listing, baby.
Dish Nation, Dish Nation.
Well, Tate Donovan has not held back on how he felt working with his younger co-stars on The OC back in the day. He's even called them out. He calls them out for their bad attitude and being a little bit difficult to work with. And
oh, wow.
Tate was on Rachel Bilson and Melissa Clark's podcast, and Rachel said that she knows some of the assholes. She
yeah.
said we were young and we were ignorant, and she apologized to Tate if she was involved in any of it.
Why are all the kids such train wrecks on this show? Like, everyone was, like, infamous. All the
yeah.
kids.
Because,
like,
Chewy, all those young actors were method, and the show was called Orange County.
Right.
Yes.
We have
yeah. good point, Frank.
Now, this is an interesting thing. Tate also said their first scene together, he asked Rachel to change her emotion in the scene, and she told him, "Oh, I don't read scripts. I smoke pot."
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm in love.
All right. And he told her, so he was like, okay, but then ended up telling her what to do, and then she nailed it the second time. So
that's how you do it, Heidi. You got to be able to take direction.
Yeah.
You're no script.
So I don't read scripts.
She's as high as a kite.
This isn't about you guys, okay? This is about the former cast of Orange County, Frank.
But somehow it has become about Frank and Heidi.
Who would you say is the biggest on this show, Sherry?
Nobody. That's why it's so amazing working on Dish, because nobody is an asshole. We laugh all the time.
Good answer.
There's nobody's an asshole.
I like that.
This is the best job ever.
Who was the biggest asshole? The View.
Hey, we don't have that much time.
Thank you, Frank. You saved me. You saved me. Thanks,
Sherry's gonna get back to the Bible.
Thank you for a commercial break.
Well, that's good.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.